Gershon Baskin, co-chairman of the Israeli-Palestinian Center for Research and Information, who is sharing his memories of Yasser Arafat and his assessment of the situation.
Well, there's been an investigation going on for quite some time into the causes of President Arafat's death. There are people in the Palestinian Authority and the PLO, especially his nephew, Dr. Nasser al-Kidwa, who used to be the PLO ambassador to the United Nations, who believe very firmly that Yasser Arafat was poisoned, he was murdered. Dr. al-Kidwa believes that it was done by Israel. There's no evidence yet been produced in the Al Jazeera report of who's responsible for the poisoning of Yasser Arafat, if in fact he was poisoned. There were traces of a radioactive substance in clothing that his wife, Suha Arafat, brought to the people who conducted the investigation on the basis of the remnants of a radioactive material substance. They concluded that he was poisoned. This is inconclusive. In order to have a final conclusion, they would have to exhume his body, I assume, and conduct a test on his remains after 8 years of being buried to determine if, in fact, this was the cause of death.
But what could be the implications of that whole story?
Well, if they had absolute proof that he was, in fact, poisoned, and if they knew who did it, it could have repercussions of great consequence. If, for instance, he was killed by someone within the PLO organization, another senior leader within the PLO, that could have repercussions on power struggles within Palestine. If it was proven that he was killed by Israel, this would have international repercussions on the government of Israel and Israel's position in the international community. And, of course, the Palestinians' demands for ending the Israeli occupation and relieving it of Israeli control. But I'm not sure these things can actually be proven. One, as I said, the report is inconclusive because without testing the remains of Arafat's body, you can't really know from what's detected in clothing that's been in a bag for 8 years with regard to a radioactive substance. And then to conclude that it was done by Israel is also a long accusation to make without hard proof.
Have you met him?
Yes.
What kind of person?
I had met him, and I had seen him the last time about 2.5 months before he died. He, at that point, in my mind, was not focused, was not clearly coherent. He babbled about different subjects. He couldn't focus on the discussion that we were having. We had lunch together afterwards, and I found it very difficult to hold a conversation with him.
Was he still an icon?
He's definitely an icon. He's the father of the Palestinian National Movement. He's the symbol of Palestinian unity, of Palestinian power. He is definitely an icon of the Palestinian people. And with all his faults, and many people were critical of his leadership, he is a symbol, definitely, for the Palestinian people.
How actual his ideas are now?
I hear from Palestinians all the time that if Arafat had not died, if he was still around, their situation would be very different. This is, a kind of wishful thinking. I think it's very common amongst people who look back at a leader that they admired, a leader who they thought was great and who's badly missing. People believe that the split between Hamas and Fatah would not have happened if Arafat were alive. Arafat would have maintained control. Arafat is the person who could have delivered on a peace agreement with Israel. There are lots of political mythology that's developed around the Arafat personality. So, I don't know, it's very difficult to do this kind of conversation. What if? He's the symbol. He's the man who brought Palestine to the attention of the world. He's also the man who brought the Palestinians to the peace table. Unfortunately, he's also the leader who brought them into the Second Intifada and was largely responsible for all the death and destruction that took place in that Second Intifada.
Do you see a figure of his scale in the current political landscape in the region?
Unfortunately not. I think that his successor, President Abbas, is a great man. He lacks charisma, and he lacks the connection to the common Palestinian in the street. Arafat was a man of the street. Arafat was viewed all over as someone who was connected to the reality of Palestine, to the refugees. And Abu Mazen, President Abbas, is considered very aloof, very disconnected, sitting in an office and traveling around the world. So while I think that he is a great leader in terms of what he wants for his people, he's unable to deliver. And I don't see anyone else at this point of time on the Palestinian political horizon who has that kind of stature amongst all Palestinians that could stand up and be a new leader.
Even among the Hamas leadership?
Even amongst the Hamas leadership, because if you are a secular Palestinian or a non-religious Palestinian, you don't believe in the Islamic, in political Islam, no one amongst the Hamas leadership stands up to their demands for a leader on the grand scale, on the international presence. If even someone like Khaled Mashal or Ismail Haniyeh, the two most prominent Hamas leaders, are first and foremost thought of as voices of political Islam. And a majority of Palestinians, while Muslim and while considering themselves religious, do not want their political movement to be a religious Islamic movement.
Well, but this kind of stagnation cannot last for long. And I've heard several expert opinions saying that perhaps Palestine is going to see new and, shall we say, strong developments in Palestine. I don't know whether it's going to be violence, but definitely some fundamental change in the situation in Palestine.
I agree that the current situation is not sustainable. At this moment in time, I don't see where it's going, and I don't see where the answers are. Certainly not from the point of view of the government of Israel. There's no initiative in Israel. There's no translation of the prime minister's speech from 3 years ago about advancing a two-state solution into any kind of reality. I think there are countless opportunities to do that, and the government of Israel doesn't seem motivated in any way to go beyond the current situation we are in. While we say that the current situation is not sustainable, for the moment it is, and it is sustainable because there's no violence, there's relative economic calm. The Palestinian Authority itself is facing financial crisis, and that could trickle down to have an impact on the wider economy. But the level of suffering at this moment of Israelis and Palestinians is lower than it's been at any time in the past years, and that does not signal a recipe for change.
Thank you so much, Mr. Boskin. And just to remind you, our guest speaker was Gershon Boskin, co-chairman of IPCRI, the Israeli-Palestinian Center for Research and Information.